They were outside on the lawn again now, Bill and Antony, and Bill was listening open-mouthed to his friend's theory of yesterday's happenings. It fitted in, it explained things, but it did not get them any further. It only gave them another mystery to solve.
"What's that?" said Antony.
"Mark? Where's Mark? If he never went into the office at all, then where is he now?"
"I don't say that he never went into the office. In fact, he must have gone, else he heard him."
He stopped and repeated slowly, "She heard him. At least, she says she did. But if he was there, he came out again by the door." "But where does that lead you?"
"Where it led Mark. The passage."
"Do you mean that he's been hiding there all the time?" Antony was silent until Bill had repeated this question. And then, with an effort, he came out of his thoughts and answered him.
"I don't know. But look here. Here's a possible explanation. I don't know if it is the right one. I don't know, Bill. I'm rather frightened. Frightened of what may have happened, or of what may be going to happen. However, here is an explanation. See if you can find any fault with it."
With his legs stretched out and his hands deep in his pockets, he lay back on the garden seat, looking up to the blue summer sky above him, and just as if he saw up there the events of yesterday being enacted over again, he described them slowly to Bill as they happened.